and then Beis on Beis, about 11 lines up, 12 lines up, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 13 lines up. Okay, so we brought this Mishnah Avius, which has the Shita of Shammai, the betimen is one bone. It's not even multiple bones, and for sure it's not from Rav Minyan to Rav Binyan. If it's a Rav Akab, it's Tomei. So the Morse is like this. So the Morse said, Shani Shammai de Machmer Tvei. So yes, you see from Shammai that even the Shidra or the Gogalus alone, it can be the source of Tumah. So Morse says, Lichit Mino, let's be Pashar Ashayla from Shammai's Chumra. Time should be time of the Shammai. The Bach changes the Gersha to Shammai. Time of the Shammai, the Machmer, Harabonan Adika Shidra Vigogalus. So Shammai said, different than Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, that it doesn't have to come from Rav Minyan, or from multiple Evorim, even one Etzem of the Shidra or the Gulgalus. That's because Shammai is being Machmer. The Rabbanan require both. Morris says, no, lo, ad kan lo pligi Rabbanan led to Shammai. So Shammai says clearly, or the Shidra or the Gogalus. So at least we have one Tana on record that the Shidra and the Gogalus doesn't mean together, it means separate. The next step is this halacha of Rav Akiva, what does it come from? So Shammai said, could even the Rav Akiva can come even from one bone from that. Beis Hillel says, no, you need Rav Minyan, you need Rav Akiva based on Rav Minyan, Rav Binyan. Beis Shammai says, you need Rav Akiva based on Minat Somim. Regardless of dinner, shidduch, regardless, we have no reason to believe that they argue on Shammai that the starting definition of Tumah of a Shidduch Gogalus is each one by itself. So the Morris seems to accept that as a Pshitas and the Shiloh. Let's see the Rosh. So holding the Rosh about halfway down the page. Beishamay Oymim Oy Reva Atzomis. Habom Min Ho Atzomis, which means Mibez or Gimel. It has to come from multiple bones, multiple different parts of the body. Mishila says no. Habo min hagviya mirav minyan hanukuf chaf hey evorim 248 divided in half is 124. So rav minyan would be 125. Amirav binyan im katsa mikulam rav atzomis. He takes from the rav binyan the bones of rav binyan and breaks off from them a shear of Rav Akiva of Atzomis, his tummy. Comes along Rabbi Yehoshua, says, Yechalani lasis dir b'sham b'silo shaloi nechal kubat arvazeh. They're not arguing. When Shammai said from Minat Somim, he meant like by Rav Binyan, which could be Mishnei Shokayim v'yarech echad. Now, Beis Shammai said, Oy Beis, Oy Gimel. So the Beis is Lav Davka, the Kamer Shammai Lav Davka, the Lav Mithlasa boy, you need three. That's one shot. V'yesh Mephorshim, V'yesh Shokayim, V'yerech Echad, L'choshiv, Ki'im Shnayim. In the minion of the bones of the person, that's clearly more than, it's three. But we can refer to it as two, in a certain sense. The Gabi compared to Shnei Yerechayim Rishayk Echad, Shashayk who cut them in a Yerech. The Shayk is he's understanding Yerech means the upper leg, the Shoik is the lower leg. So the Shoik is Shulamati min Arkuva, it's below the knee. A Yerech ulamali min Arkuva. There's a Dazar Chashir in every Adam, Himata lamala, Kachashim. Shnaim b'Shoik, Chemisha b'Arkuva, Vechad b'Yerech. So compared to two Yerechayim and a Shoik, are much larger bones, the upper leg bones, both of them plus the one lower leg bone. Compared to that, two lower leg bones plus upper leg bone is smaller. So it's not really two, but compared to the other one, which is three, we call it two because it's in that sense. Okay, so the more it wants to, and the more it's rhyme, and the kamer shamai, I feel etzem echad mina shedra oimina gagalus metame b'oil. He's been mechadish even one from one etzem, and that one can be either from the shedra or the gagalus. Both of those are part of the kiddush of shamai, which means v'chal darbonim the bekili, army shedra or gagalus. No, I'm sorry. The first step of the Mora is that the Chama agreed. So Mora says, the Chalder Bonin the Bekili Amri Shidra Agagolus De'ilav Hochi Miflagta Putayo Yosemida. You're making the Mechalikas quite wide. They're arguing whether Shidra and Agagolus or Agagolus, and then they're arguing one bone from that. It's like two steps in the Mechalikas. Where says no, shani shami the machmer. Our bottom learned them to buy a bow. It could be their bottom. There's two steps of the argument. That's true. Where says okay, there should be no time of the shami the machmer. Then the shami is machmer. The tamo beetsim mishedra levad or begalus levad. Kirkatani o shami who is willing to take even from one bone is also masking to say either or. But the chama hold you need both. Harabonin delay tonu oi. What? I have ha. The tonu ella hashidra hagogarlis. That their language saying both ad ika shidra vigogarlis. The verse says no. The Rechama can agree when the Shidra Gagalus is complete, either one is sufficient. Why did Shammai stress the word O and the Rechama did not stress it? If both agree to the O. Because Shammai is coming to add a layer of Chumrah. If he wouldn't have said of O, I wouldn't know how far he's willing to go. He says, even from one bone, maybe if you start with the Shidra Gagalus to start, and you take one bone from that, that's when it's Tomei Revikav. But you start with only a Shidra or Gagalus, and you take one bone from that, maybe not. Shabbat says, no, even that. So he has to stress the word O. He has to listen, oh, the Tema Kuli Hailu Machmer, El Boy Etzim Mikal Chad Minayu. Okay. So the more boy Roman Brachama. Right about Thomas mean a shidra regardless, my regards to Nazir. We know that in Hillel's Tumah, the Shear is a Rebbe Tumas. We know that in regards to Taglach's Nazir, you need a Chatzikava Tumas. Maybe Shidra Gagalus, which we say by Nazir, is a source of Tumah on its own. Maybe a Rebbe Kat from that, even by Nazir, is enough to be Megaleach. Kiktani Khati Kama Tsamas Hekha the Ikam Mishari Vorup. when it comes to the other parts of the body, that you need a chatzika. Avamina shidra regardless to chamiri, but shidra regardless which have their own chumra, that they're enough to be a source of tuma on their own. I would think even a raivat samus maybe is enough. I feel a raivat samus a dimalishna. Okay. Somewhere Rava Toshma, the Mishnah says, if you're going to accept that a Rebekav, which comes from the Shidra or the Gagarlis, is the growing chance of the Gersa to Tomei, or Chomer, that it's Tomei. So listen, I'll write about Thomas above in a Shidra. And then we'll understand Chatzikava about Thomas of anything else. The Shadra and the Gagarlis, even a Rebekav is enough from that, and we'll understand that for the Shadra Gagarlis by themselves, the complete Shadra Gagarlis of Kabbalah Harmer is a source of Tumah.
No, how do you know by themselves? How would you know that?
Because if we're starting, normally you need a Chatzikav. Now over here, Rebbe Kav is sufficient, means there has to be an intrinsic chumra in Shidra Gagarlis.
Right.
So that means that Shidra Gagarlis on their own are a source of tuma. In other words, the shlemus of a Shidra Gagarlis is enough to generate tuma. Not only that, Misha says, but even a Rebbe, when it's not shalem, if it's a Rebbe of that, is good enough. But that only makes sense if the shalem is a source of tuma. So where it says, I don't get it. Maybe not. We said back in the Mishnah, Rava was the one who explained that the Kiddush of the Mishnah, regardless, is even though it doesn't have a Rava. So now that's true. So, if the Mishnah would just tell me Rava Atzamas, I would say maybe it's only like what Russell was giving me this questioning look, that maybe Shidra Gagarlis is not enough on its own, even if it's Sholem, if it's not a Rava Kav. So I need to say Shidra Gagarlis to tell me even if it doesn't have a Rava Kav, but I have no Raya. The more I try to say the Rava Kav from that is not enough, I don't know whether it's enough or not. Because if it was enough, you would have said it. I don't want to say it because then I would make a mistake. You need a Rebbe Kav even when you have a full Shidra and a Gagarlis, which is not true. Okay. So the Mora says,
In that case, you say it's just the Gavro. He could care less.
So the next three words. Everybody grapples with the Russian words are lois farish. I have no way to explain what it means. Basha the shomer mir bekiva. The guy takes it out. He puts it on leave the bishamite. The Tosfos says a lashon of miloy mistafina mir basa. I wouldn't be scared of my rebbeim. I would suggest something else totally. So it's interesting lashon. So what does that mean? Are you scared of your rebbeim or not?
Yes. You always know something good's coming up when they say that.
You love Stefina, yeah. Right. The Mora says, so the gears, the Rosh suggests that the way the Mora presents the question, Rav is trying to bring a Rai from our Mishnah. So that if Reva is enough, write that and don't write Shidduch Gerlis. LMI, the Mishnah didn't write it, means Reva is not enough. The worst is, what Raya is that? You, Rava, yourself said that the point of the Mishnah is to tell me, you don't need Raya. So then your Raya is not a Raya. So the Moor's response is that Rava, who said, was not going on our Mishnah. Where was Rava going on? He was going on the Shisha Devorim, Shereful Gavish, Allah, Rekiba, the Chachamim. There Rava said that's going on a case of Rashid goes without a Rava. So that's where he said it. Regardless of the Mishnah, it's never said. So Rava, now Rava kicks in and says in our Mishnah, if Rava itself is from the Shidduch Gerlis is good enough, you don't need Chatzikav. Over here, you need, of course, it's a Rava because we're talking about Tumas oil, the Shear is a Rava. Rebekah. So Rebbe said, and Shidduch Gerlis is even without a Rebekah. Fine, wonderful. Now, what about our Mishnah? So Rebbe says, the Shir Taglacha is a Chatzika. So the Mishnah, Shidduch Gerlis is good enough without a Chatzika. Okay, fine. Obviously, because if you have Shidduch Gerlis and they're chatzikav, so typically because it's a chatzikav. So I mean, the Shidduch Gerlis clearly the Mishnah does not, it means there isn't a chatzikav. Maybe there is a Rebekah. So now Rav is saying, if the Rebekah from the Shidduch Gerlis is good enough, write that. I'll understand the Kalma Karma of a full Shidduch Gerlis which has a Rebekah. Okay. And Mishnah didn't say it. Must be the Shidduch Gerlis or Sholem. But a Rebbe Kav from the Shidduch Gerlis is not good enough. So the Raya from the Mishnah would be a Raya. According to the, it could be a Raya. So if Rebbe's going on our Mishnah, this Rebbe, you have no Raya. If this Rebbe is going on a Rekiva, then you have a Raya. So the more saying that we have a way to understand possibly the Raya from the Mishnah. I can't repeat it. Okay. Okay. Zok the Gemara Toshima. Shami Armor Afilu. That's the gear that the Rosh and Tosis have the word Afilu. So that's the Echem in the Shidrim in the Gerlis, that one bone from the Shidrim Gerlis, if there's a Reuven Kav which comes from that one bone, so it has a din of Tumas oil. Why are we assuming that Gabi did in Taglachos? Oh, I'm not sure how to see the rush. Let's catch up the rush over here. Okay. So Baruch Chama, Rav Tzamas from the Shidur Gerlis, why? My. Hecha the Ikim Shari Vorim, Mirav Binyanoi, Mirav Binyanoi, Yinir Chatzikat. If it comes to the Shidur Gerlis, maybe Bin Rav Akav is enough. So Rav said, I have a right from our Mishnah, because it said, Shidur Gerlis. If a Rav Akav from Shidur Gerlis is good enough, write that. Listening out, Rav Tzamas, Habam in a Shidur Bin Gerlis. Mikolshkein Shidur Gagarlis. Because the diet that the lek is Shidur Gagarlis, Shain Behem Roy Batsamis. The more is just assuming that automatically that it's going to reach that shear. Now, the Augustus Shidur over here suggests. He quotes the Gilian, the Gir says, Vaharava, who the Amar Lenitzucha Ella. Alma the Shidur Gerlis below Raiva. So that you're assuming that a Shidur Gerlis always will reach a share of Raiva Tzomis. So write a Shidur Gerlis means you end up with more than the Raiva. Just write a Raiva from a Shidur Gerlis. Right? Elamai didn't write it means because that's not enough. But now they were saying that Rava said that it's possible that a Shidur Gerlis was less than a Raiva. So you have the Raya. Imkain Heki bore the Mifshit Midakhtani Shidur Gerlis. Will a Khtani Raibat Samas above a Shidur Gerlis, a Minagar Gerlis? If the assumption is true that a Shidur and a Gerlis always have a Raiva, so then the Raya is a Gabaldi Raya. If Raiva is enough from a Shidur Gerlis, and you wrote Shidur Gerlis, which is by definition more than a Raiva, so just write Raiva from that, and I'll come a Karma full Shidur, because it's always a Raiva. So that's, and the Mishnah didn't write it, it's a Raya that Raiva from that is not enough. You need the full thing. But now they're telling me that a Shidur Gerlis can exist even being less than a Raiva. So the reason I wrote it is to tell me a case was not a Raiva. What would be a case with a Raiva? I don't know. Maybe yeah, maybe no. So you have no Raya. Alma, the Raiva loy matame, that which you wanted to be being a Raya. They didn't, since it didn't write Raiva at some as a bomb in a Shidra. Alma, the Raiva loy matame, that's not true anymore. Oh, you took a miss the Shidra regardless, the Gufe. The Mishnah had discussed the case of a Shidra without a Raiva, which I don't know what the din would be. Had the Mishnah not said it. So Mishnah says, oh, that's Tomei. Now, what will be the case of a Raiva from that? A larger Shidra which has a Raiva? I don't know. Maybe you have, I mean, no. Well, I am able to call the Raiva Ba Mishidra regardless, Tomei. Fine. So the Rosh Lani's parish, Hecha Omer Rabba. The Morris quoted the Rabba said this. I'm not sure what he meant. The Yesh version of the Dike Law, Mehach, the Omer Rabba Liel, the Pirkin. Lanitzuk Ella, the Rav Binyana, Rav Binyana, Shane Behem Rav Kabatzam. Kigavi Kilimim Renami Al Shidur Gagarlis. Rabba did not say the Shidur Gagarlis. He said it Rav Binyana, Rav Binyana. But the more is saying it as if Rabba said it on Shidur Gagarlis as well. Vashu the Shabbat Rabbi Kiva, Lois Parish. I don't know what it means. Rabbi Yaakov, Tosis quote Rabbi Yaakov Mekinoin. The Farish, the Rava, Amra, the Mils, the Misnison. Amma season the oilless. And the price of oilless, Kakosh above the Rom Shabakiba Matame, Kakosh of Shidrig Gagarlis, Mishne Mason. Rabbi Thomas Mishne Mason. They argue in two cases. The ain Shidur Gerlis Pachas Meraiva. If Shidur Gerlis is always at least a Raiva, so am I Yitzchak Lishnoi? So why does he have to repeat two cases? The Torah's Raiva. Well, it's Ella the Shidur Gerlis Shem Meraiva. Okay, now how does it help us on the gears? It says Basha the Shomer after he heard it from Rabbi Kiva. So therefore like this. Al Makami the Shomer of the Rabbi Kiva, before he heard this statement of Rabbi Kiva, Just looking at our Mishnah, though, he assumed that it always has a raiva. So then we have a raiva from the Mishnah. Once he had the Mishnah with the Rebbe Akiva, he realized that we're forced to say that there's a case of less, you have no raiva anymore.
Where's this?
A makamet shomer the rikiva, but so that today should go as post miroiva. That's our gemara. So the rush makashalon. I difficulty with this shell like this. A mike omer bush of the shomer rikiva.
Don't say that.
The Rekiva, Ksadim Mastis, in the Mailu, the Tamil Boyle, Tanya Shid regardless, and Rabbi Thomas. Well, Nami Boyle, the Shnuye, Lintzer, the Shid regardless, Shabbat, and Rabbi. What does it do with Rekiva? It's in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Shid regardless, and Rabbi Thomas. See, if Shid regardless always has Rabbi Thomas, why do you have to say it? It must be, it's a possible case, but it doesn't have Rabbi Thomas. So why are you miyachas this to Rekiva? It's intrinsic in the basic Mishnah. Okay. Toshma Shami Omer Afilu Etzem Echad Mina Shidra Omer Mina Gugolus. Chal Rabbanan the Pligi Yale Islahu the Raivat Samus Abba Mehem Tame. So the guy before, I don't know what the hell they do this. Where's the Shal of the Gemara? The Shal of the Gemara regards to the Mishnah and oil is the halacha of Tumas oil, or in our regards to our Mishnah here, Nazir B'Megaleach. So the Gemara we have the Gemara, is discussing Nazir B'Megaleach. Nazir B'Megaleach needs a Chatzi Kav Tzomus. What about a Reve Kav from an Ashidra Gagarlis? Maybe that's more common. Now the Rosh says we're being medayik. They're going to hold that it's tame. You know, that's wonderful. That doesn't help us because it's not our shayla. Shayla is in tumor. Shayla is hilchos taglachas. We know that it's tame. Rebbe Tzomus says tame. Of course it's tame. The Ferish mentioned it's tame. Right? Elamai what? We have a discussion before. It has to come from Rav Minyan. Rav Minyan. What about a shidur gerlus? So Rav Akav needs Rav Minyan. Rav Akav, it has to come from the if you take the Rav Minyan of the Evorim or the Rav Minyan of Evorim and you break them up and you end up with a Rav Akav to a soil. What about a shidur, when it came from a shidur girl, it's not Rav Minyan, Rav Minyan. When it came from a shidur girl, what about that case? Oh, we have a riot now. It's not Mr. the Shammai and the Rabbanan argue that far. So Rabbanan agree to that. Shammai says, Etzem Echad from the shidur girl can generate the Reva Tzomus. The Chum said, no, you need a whole Shidra, a Reva Kav from the whole Shidra, a Reva Kav from the whole Gagarlis. So that's right, Hilchos Tumah. That's not our Shaila. So the Goyen says, back on the base of base, he takes out all those words. The Iker Habaya Koyal must Tumas Oil. He said the shadow of the Morba here is not on Taglach, it's on Dini oil. Tan Reish Rabbeis, the oilless. Rabbi Tzomas, me Rav Minyan or Rav Minyan. But Marava, what about Shidur Gerlis? So that's what we're clearing about. That's what Mechom Mashal. Making sense? Again.
Clear as mud.
Huh?
Clear as mud.
Thank you.
Quality
of Rabbi Tzomas is Matama Boil. But the Mishnah doesn't say that. The Mishnah, like, we saw Beis Hillel said, that's not enough, Rabbi Tzomas. If you start with a container which has 125 Eivorim, so you have Rav Minyan of the Eivorim, and it's more than a Rav Akat, then you break off some pieces from those bones. So you have Rav Minyan of the bones, but not Sholem, and you have a Rav Akat, Tomei. You start out with the Rav Binyan, right? The main bones which give the skeleton, the structure to the skeleton, two upper legs and a lower leg. Okay, that's Tomei Boil. Now he breaks up a little bit of that. You don't have those bones Sholem anymore, but you have a Rav Akav left of those bones, also Tumas Oil. That's the Mishnah set.
Yeah.
Mishnah said a shidur regardless by itself generates tumah. What about a rav akav from the shidur regardless? Does it generate tumah or not? I don't know. The Mishnah said rav akav from the rav minyan, rav akav from rav binyan. So we know that rav minyan is matama boil by itself, rav binyan is matama boil by itself, and a rav akav from them is matama boil by itself. Shidur regardless is matama boil by itself. I don't know what they did in rav akav from the shidur regardless. That's what Rav Mashiach. So the guy says.
Makes a lot more sense.
Okay, now, Zot Rava. Zotis Gemara, Shama came along and said, you know what? One bone from the Shidra, which now is a Rabbi Tzomas, Tumas Oil. Okay, so what does the Gemara hold? One bone? Rabbi Tzomas is not good enough. What about all the bones of the Shidra and Rabbi Tzomas? Yeah? Even that not? So wow, that's a major machlokes. Shami says that the Chum say Rav Tzomas from the Shidra regardless no good. Shami says Rav Tzomas from the Shidra regardless good. Not only that, even one bone from the Shidra regardless Rav is good enough. That's like two steps. They're not arguing so much. So you see the Chum agreed to Rav Tzomas can generate a din of tumas oil from the Shidra regardless, but they hold you have to have all the bones. So you have all the bones of the Shidra, which is more than Rav Tzomas. They break up from each bone a little piece, and now you only let the Rav a calf from all the Shidra is the time of boil. So Shami, you know what? This guy's really big. And even one bone of his, of the Shidra, is enough to create a Rav. Even that also. Okay, I'm saying all the way. You know, not one bone is not enough, you need all the bones. But if you tell me the Chum hold that even Rav Tzomas from all of the bones is not good enough, so Shami's arguing in two steps. So that's the more is right. But it's all going to be Tumah. Which is what the Rosh says. Now we're being a Rav from Hilchos Tumah. So I'm stuck. The Rosh himself before learns that the Shaila is in regards to. Well, the truth is, Rabbi does what? Well, he doesn't really say. Tosis says to be favorish. Boy, Rabbi Chama, Mirmin and Kisan Masis and Chatzikab, Atomas, the Nozim and Galeach. Like. But meanwhile, Tosis.
You say Rav Shimon to argue.
And Tosis says that the Rai is the Gabi Hilchos Taglachas. But the Shaila is, where do you see Hilchos Taglachas from the argument over there, which is a halacha and Hilchos Tumah? I'm not sure how we jumped to Taglachas from Hilchos Tumah. Yeah. Okay, let's hold it here. Why is there a bit of